Hey Max, just what's your role right now? We've kind of been hearing, and I talked to you in April about kind of your role. What have you been playing? Where have you been lining up? And what do you expect from the season as far as your personal contribution?
I feel like on this defense, there's a lot of, different opportunities for me to, play wherever I can. Mainly in the linebacker spot, whether it's like on the line, off the ball. We're just trying to stay flexible and kind of trying to play where I can make the most impact. So.
And just how much of practice have you guys been dedicating to stopping Navy's option and preparing for Navy's option?
We've been focusing these days a lot more on primarily Navy as we're getting more into post-fall camp. And just sticking to our assignments, trying to, just get everything down to a T, because that's what it comes down to when we're playing a disciplined team like Navy.
Okay, let's go, Jared, and then Jacob Hatch.
Max, along the same lines, I'm curious about finding the balance, because part of being the defense is disrupting what the other team wants to do. But with the triple option, you have to have that discipline that you just talked about. What do you feel like is going to be the key as far as finding that balance and being disruptive while still being able to be disciplined?
Obviously, like teams like Navy, they have their game plan. They get into, and when they get going, they get going. So it's just a matter of keeping them on their toes, keeping them, mixing things up and getting them off rhythm. Like you said, finding that balance between that is just I think that's how you defeat teams like that, is just getting them off track.
Max.
Okay, Jake, go ahead.
Max, I wanted to ask you, in terms of facing off against option teams like you will in the first 2 weeks against both Navy and Army, how different will the defense be for those games versus what you may see later in the season with more traditional, quote unquote, deep offenses?
Obviously, it's a totally different game. There's a few teams that run this style of offense, so obviously you're going to have different techniques, different personnel on the field. But I think, our first two games we were playing these wing T teams, we're just focusing on, what we need to do to stop the wing T, the triple option. So obviously there will be differences, but I think we're just focusing on Navy at this point.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, Max, kind of following up on that, does it feel a little bit as you guys are diving into prepping for Navy? Coach Kalani told us that the offense and the defense were almost like two different running two different practices today. Does it feel a little bit like that with you guys? Just almost like you're working on different schemes or different game plans just because of that kind of triple option vibe and that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, the offense, they're doing their thing. It's a lot different than fall camp when you're scrimmaging against the offense and they run, their spread or whatever they're doing. And so yeah, it is like two different practices going on at the same time. Our scout teams get in tune with, Navy, how they're running their offense. So it is quite the contrast going from playing against our first team offense to our scout team. It's quite different.
Hey, Greg, and then Jared.
Max, what could it mean to you and or to BYU to be the only Western college football team playing ball this fall if you get a season in?
No, I think, when I ask all my friends that play football, football players all have that in common, is that they want to get out and play no matter what, like, but you never know when it's going to be your last play of the season. So I think we're just feeling blessed to be able to have this opportunity to go out there and show what we have, while, the rest of the West doesn't necessarily have that opportunity. So I think, every opportunity that we're going to get this year, we're going to, feel grateful for, and we're going to make the most out of it. So.
Do you think more eyes could be on you guys, have a bigger maybe audience or a bigger stage?
I think definitely. I mean, everyone else is going to be at home, they're going to be almost forced to watch us, but I think for sure we're going to have a bigger stage, and with less football being played, we're going to have a lot more eyes on us, so.
Thanks.
Jared?
Max, have you played against a triple option in high school before, or have you faced that type of scheme in your playing career?
Actually, in my region in high school, we had East and Highland both in my region, all in high school. And they were, one of the couple of teams that ran the triple option in the state of Utah. So it was actually fun to play those teams. I actually really enjoyed playing against East, playing against Highland. They're always tough and physical, similar to Navy. You gotta have guys that are going to be quick and run downhill, and it's always going to be a physical battle, but I actually, in the past, have always enjoyed those games. So,
well, and I guess there is, do you feel like there's some translation, even though it's high school compared to college, then that experience is going to help you?
I feel like for sure, anytime you can, get used to that. I don't know. It's been a while, obviously. It's been, five or six years since I played against the Wing T team, but I think definitely, you get a little taste of what it's like. Obviously, it's much faster pace up in the college collegiate level, but I think, yeah, having that a little bit of experience might help. So,
okay, Norma, and then Jay.
Hey, Max, I was just wondering, how has, I guess, the bubble setting been different now that school's underway, there are students back on campus, and how much more important is it for you guys to make sure to maintain that bubble?
Our support staff has been doing a great job of, making sure we're staying disciplined with wearing masks and everything. And as school's getting started, it's going to be all more important. We're testing more and stuff like that. So I think it's just, they're really placing the emphasis on, social distancing, wearing masks and everything. But overall, I think we've been doing a really good job at staying in line with that. So.
What's been your personal experience? What have you seen around campus, and how have you been keeping yourself safe?
It's been a bit, I feel like, compared to normal years, it's a little bit less social. People shy away from human interaction almost. But I don't know. I feel like at the moment there's not as much, going on campus. So it hasn't been too much of a change, but I'm sure in the next couple of weeks, so get a more of a taste of what it's going to be like. So,
hey Jay, last question.
Hey Max, give us a scouting report on these running backs. There's a new face in there, and just, I assume you've tried to tackle them in the scrimmages and stuff. What do they bring?
I think all of our running backs are really hard runners. The guys I've already been there, Tyler and Lapini, they're obviously hard runners. They've shown what they can do. We got Hinckley as well, the new running back. He's a really strong, sturdy man, hard to tackle. It's always good to go against really great opponents, even if they're our own team. They're always getting us ready for who we're going to face in the season. So it's good to face those running backs that run hard and aren't afraid to shy away from contact.